If you remember last week, we learned that last message Jesus Christ gave, he says, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, and you will be my witnesses starting from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and uttermost part of the world. And we learn all the apostles, they never left Jerusalem. They were all in Jerusalem. Then the trouble came. Saul started killing and destroying Christians. And the word of God says, we just read in a book of Acts chapter 8, all the people scatter and start preaching the gospel around the world. And then we learned that Peter was the leader, but the Peter only one time he went to Cornelius' house and preached the gospel, and those people got saved. But at the same time, all these apostles, they were very prejudiced, and they didn't want any Gentiles coming or any believers going and eating with the Gentiles. And we learned that Paul scolded the Peter and told him that you are a hypocrite. We have the New Testament. We have the Peter, John, James, and Jude, and Paul writing all the letters. Peter was the leader, but I don't see any time anywhere Peter had the churches and he established churches, but he was ministering to believers. And then John and James, they were brothers, but the James was killed, and John was the one lived longer. But the James we're reading in the book of James, that is the brother of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Jude also is the brother of Lord Jesus Christ. So the point I'm making, only Paul started the churches in Rome, Corinth, and Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians, Thessalonians, and all these places, Paul is the one started the churches, and he ordained so many ministers and pastors and bishops. And we learned the letters Paul writing to Timothy, Titus, Philemon, and encouraging them. So today we are going to learn that Paul encouraging one of his disciples called Timothy. Timothy, Paul also called his own son. And this young man started a ministry. His grandmother was a born-again Christian. His mother was born-again Christian. And they gave him a lot of teaching. And thank God he got saved, baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit, and start serving the Lord. But the Paul was not happy with Timothy's ministry because he is encouraging him. Let's go to the 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 14. Brother Sebastian, you can read, please. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14.
Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy, with the laying on the hands of the eldership.
Here the Paul is saying to Timothy, Timothy, whatever the gift you have, do not neglect those gifts. Sometime God gives you something, God gives you grace, God gives you his gifts, but we are not using. The same way the Timothy was doing. He got the gift of the Holy Spirit, and that gift, he says, that gift you received by the prophecy. Sometimes when they get ordination, the ministers, the elders, the pastor, the bishops, they lay hand and ordain that person, and some people might prophesy. Now here we don't know what kind of prophecy was given, but is understood when he says, you got the gift by the prophecy and laying hand by the elders. That means if somebody lays hand on you and prays for you, you have to receive that healing. If somebody lays hand on you and say, I'm going to ordain you in the ministry, you have to believe that you are ordained. If somebody prophesies and say, God is going to use you, God is going to give you Holy Spirit, God is going to use you mightily, you have to receive it by faith. So what happened here, Paul wrote to Timothy almost like AD 32 or AD 33, this letter, first letter. But Paul did not see any changes in Timothy's life. Then he writes the second letter, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Please read.
Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
Now here, Paul writes to Timothy almost 4 or 5 years later. So Paul was watching Timothy's ministry. He wanted to see that Timothy is using the God-given gifts and doing signs and wonders and miracles and doing the healing ministry and doing great job. But 5 years or 4 years, Paul did not see anything. So Paul is writing again, Timothy, you remember I laid hand and God gave you the gift. Stir up that gift. Let that gift come to surface, or let that gift burn in your heart and use that gift, because I personally laid hand on you and God has given you that gift. So the point I'm making, Paul is trying to encourage Timothy that God has given you gift. He said, remember, sometimes God gives you something and we forget. Here the word of God is saying, what God has given to us is not for keeping it and not using it. Jesus Christ says, if you have the lamp, put it on the high places and let the light shine everywhere. And if you say, if you want to preach the gospel, just go to the top of the mountain and preach. The word of God says, what God has given to us, everything for His glory. You can imagine how many people in this world today, they received the blessings from God and they never used it for the glory of God. One person came to me. He said, I am having very good friendship with one person, maybe 10, 15 years, but I am not having courage to tell him about Jesus Christ. I said, sir, you are wasting your time. This many years God gave the opportunity to talk to that person, you should be talking. But what happened? He said, this time surely I'm going to do that. But that man passed away. Then he comes to me and says, Pastor Peter, I could not do what I wanted to do. What I'm trying to say, God gives you years and years of time. There was another minister and his neighborhood, there was one person very sick. God told him, go take some oranges and give it to him. So he said, okay. And he said, how about I go tomorrow? And he did not go that day. And next day, the man was dead. So what the word of God is teaching us, Paul says, I put in remembrance. Remember what God has done for you. Remember what gift God has given to you. Use those gifts for the glory of God. Tomorrow never comes. Sometimes people say, I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow will be always tomorrow. Whatever we have to do, do it now. Do it today. Today is the day of salvation, not tomorrow. Paul is telling Timothy, God has given you gift. That gift comes as a package. When you receive the Holy Spirit, there are all 9 gifts listed in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. All those 9 gifts comes in a package. Sometimes some people say, oh, I do not have that gift. God gave me the gift only speaking in tongue. Speaking in tongue is not the gift. Speaking in tongue is the evidence that you receive the Holy Spirit. When God gives you all these 9 gifts, you have to use all those 9 gifts whenever God gives you chance. I heard Reinhard Bonnke one day, he said, If there is some mechanic or plumber or anybody goes to work, do you think he will take one screwdriver and go to work or take a hammer and go to work? No, what he does, he takes all his toolbox with him. He doesn't know what the problem is there and what item or what instrument I have to use that day. The same way God has given all these 9 gifts as a package. We have to be ready to use it, and God gives you time, and certain times you will be able to use the gift. But this Timothy, 5 years in advance, did not do anything. Now some people will say, how do I know I have that gift? If you don't use it, you would not know you have it. The devil is a liar. He always tells you negative. I'll give an example. There was a Shambach. He got saved and born again, and he was rejoicing. He said, thank God, I'm a child of God, I'm born again. Devil comes and says, you're not born again, you're not saved. So he kept on going back to the altar and start praying again and again. And one day he filled with the Holy Spirit and start speaking in tongue, and he was rejoicing. And the devil came and he said, you didn't have the Holy Spirit. God did not give it to you. Then clicked on his mind. He said, now I know, devil, you are a liar. When I was not saved, you never told me you're not saved and get saved. When I was not filled with the Holy Spirit, you never told me you don't have the Holy Spirit. But when I got it, you are telling me you don't have it. So the devil will always tell you God did not give you anything. Here the word of God is saying, when God sent, Jesus Christ sent his disciples to heal the sick and raise the dead, he did not send them ordinarily. He gave them the power. He gave them the authority. Go to the book of Luke, chapter 10 and verse 19.
Behold, I give the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Now here the Jesus Christ is saying to his disciples, I, Jesus, am giving you authority, power to tread on the serpents and scorpions or all other evil powers. I am giving you authority, and he said, and nothing shall hurt you. So here the word of God is saying, before he sent the disciples, he gave them the power and authority. Now, in those days, they didn't have the guns like we have. They didn't have any other protection, armors or anything like that. But he said, you trample on them. When you're walking and preaching the gospel, you see the serpent, you crush that serpent, crush that scorpion. And he said, nothing will by any means harm you or hurt you. That means, he said, I am giving you authority. Those animals, those satanic devices will not work on you, because I am giving you authority over all the evil power and evil things. But people are afraid. Today also people, they are afraid of many things. Some people are afraid they are losing the job. Some people are afraid they are going to lose their husband or wife or their child or their finances or all kinds of things. Today, more people are afraid of this virus. They are saying, oh, the virus is already roaring like a lion on the street, so we should not be going on the street. So what I'm trying to say, people living in the house, and some people have apartment, 5 or 10 people sitting, there is a more chances to getting sick. But the people are putting fear in your heart. When you have Jesus in you, no sickness, no disease, nothing can harm you. The serpents are the very dangerous creature. When they bite you, people die. The scorpion also, scorpion bite, people don't die, but that pain is so painful, people feel like dying. So these are the creatures. Jesus Christ said, I'm giving you power over them. They have the power, but my power is greater than any power. We have the name of Jesus, and blood of Jesus is greater than anything. Devil has no authority over us. because God has given us power. If you read in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, the word of God says, Jesus Christ came into this world to destroy the works of the devil. So the Jesus Christ came on the cross of Calvary. He destroyed all the works of the devil. So we don't have to worry about the devil because he's already defeated. We have to believe that Jesus Christ has done the job. He says this very clearly. Jesus Christ came into this world to destroy the works of the devil. No other ministers, no other prophet, no other leader was able to destroy the works of the devil. Only Jesus Christ did it. And then he gives us authority and power just like what he had. You remember last week we learned while he was going to heaven, he says, all authority and all power is given unto me on heaven, in heaven, on in earth. So Jesus Christ has all authority and all power, and he doesn't keep it for himself. He said, I'll give it to you. You read in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 8. He says, I'll give you power. Go and heal the sick. Matthew 10, 8.
Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give.
Here is saying, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out the demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Now today you see, there are people healing the sick, casting out the devils, but very few people I heard cleansing the lepers, because in America, leprosy is almost gone. There are very few lepers I heard other day. Still in America, there are some lepers. But the word of God is saying, God has given us this power to heal the sick and cleanse the leper. Only people in this world, they believe that Jesus Christ is a healer, and they pray silently, but they don't believe that God has given that authority. For example, you go to certain churches and you give them a prayer request. Sometimes they will say, oh, write it down and give it to us. They don't want people standing and talking about what the problem is. So they give the prayer request and they will read the prayer request, but they will never pray over their prayer request. And some people say, I have this prayer request, and could you please pray for us? And some people will say, oh, you know what? The miracles are gone. Jesus is not here. Apostles are not here. The prayer doesn't work. And so we have to, you know, go to doctor, because Jesus says the sick needs the doctor. And so sick needs the doctor. But Jesus never sent any sick person to the doctor. He did not say, hey, you are sickness. I just came here to save people and I want to tell about your sin. But sickness, you go to doctor. Jesus never said that. Jesus healed every one of them. Now, Luke was the doctor, actual doctor. He gave up the medicine and he followed the Lord Jesus Christ. Means he started telling about what Jesus Christ has done. So many people think Luke was with Paul and he was healing people and giving medicine and things like that. There are some movies out there, but it is not in the Bible. The Bible, the Word of God says God has given them authority, power to heal and deliver and set free. I pray to God and say, Lord, give me the Holy Spirit. Then I can pray for people and people can get healed. And so God gave me the Holy Spirit, and exactly the Shambach said, the same way devil comes and he said, you don't have the Holy Spirit. So I was a little bit disappointed, but this, I had a meeting and I went to that meeting and the man was praying my elbow to his elbow. He said, somebody touching me, that person is filled with the Holy Spirit. He's a man of God. I start praising God and I never doubted after that. But I wanted to see that God can heal people. And I don't have time right now, but I can tell you, many people got healed, delivered, and set free. Only person I was a little bit afraid to pray for, the lepers. Because lepers in India, they sing a song and people, they go far away. People don't go and touch them. They throw the money from far away. So when I was young, I was so scared of lepers. When the leper come one side, I run other way. But when I got saved and one leper came and he said, could you please pray for me? His hands were bad, ears were bad, his nose is bad, and he was losing everything. And he said, could you please pray for me? And he was standing far away. So I said, could you come closer? I can lay hand and pray. Because Jesus Christ touched the lepers and he healed them. Same power Jesus Christ has given to me. So I touched him and prayed for him in the name of Jesus. And I told him God has already did the job. Go in peace. The man went in peace. We did not see any healing right away. So he went. But the devil started giving me fear. So I start, my hands start tingling. And so I washed it a couple of times. And then I rebuked the devil. I said, devil, Jesus is the healer. I'm not the healer. Later on, the man came one time and he said, do you recognize me? I need a job. I said, what kind of job? He said, you know what? You prayed for me. My hands and my nose and my ears and everything was bad. Now I can make the dough. I can cook and everything. So I need a job. I said, the God who healed your leprosy, he can give you a job. The point I'm making, we have to use God-given gifts. That's why Paul is encouraging Timothy. Timothy, I laid hand on you. Prophecy came. Why don't you use your gift? Stir up your gift. Use your gift. Because God has given us Holy Spirit, not to just keep it for ourselves, but we have to tell from the mountaintop what God has done for us. When God does some signs and wonders and miracles, people never tell anybody. They keep it for themselves. And some people say, you know what? I am just a believer. God did not give me the Holy Spirit. So I don't have those gifts. So I cannot do anything. Let's go to the book of Mark, chapter 16 and verse 17.
These signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues.
These signs shall follow them that believe. Now here did not say you have to have the Holy Spirit to signs to follow. He said if you are a believer, these signs will follow you. You should be a leader. Wherever you go, the signs and miracles and healing will follow you. You have to believe that God has given to me, then you have to be a leader, believing that God told me these things and I have it already. Because if you are a believer, you can have these signs. And the word of God says, in my name, they can cast out demons. And they can even speak in other tongues. That means if you are a believer, then you can receive the Holy Spirit. Somebody says, I'm a believer, but I don't speak in tongue. Go to the book of chapter 11. And you start reading, we don't have time right now, but if you start reading this, Jesus Christ gives us some kind of a story, parable. He says, who is that father? If son asks him egg, he gives them a scorpion. And if he asks the fish, he gives him a snake. And so if he asks the bread, he gives them a stone. He said, the worldly father, even though they give their children good gifts, how much more your heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit if you ask him. That means if you are a believer and you read this scripture, Mark chapter 16, verse 17, it says believers will speak in new tongues. So Lord, I'm a believer. I want to speak in tongue. And you ask, he'll give it to you. Holy Spirit does not come quietly. You have to ask for it. And then you will have the Holy Spirit with the speaking in tongue. But at the same time, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, that doesn't mean you do not have the power or authority to pray for somebody. He says, these signs will follow you if you are a believer. And read the verse 18. Mark 16, 18.
They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover.
See, again he said, they will take up the serpents. That doesn't mean that you take the serpents and play with them. That means if the serpent comes to bite you, you take and shake it off. Just like Paul did it. When the snake bit him, he shook him and put it in the fire. And the people start saying, you know, this man, even though there was a shipwreck and God protected this man, but he's a prisoner, maybe he's a great sinner and he's going to die. But when he didn't die, they thought, thinking, oh, he may be God and let's worship him. But the Saint Paul prayed for many people in that island and many people got healed. So the devil is a liar. And people are thinking that snake bite, if he bites somebody, they will surely die. But here the word of God says, you can shake it off. You can throw it out, that snake. Snake has no power. I told you many times, but if there is a new person listening, I was sleeping outside in the summer day and snake came and bit me. And I took that snake and threw it out and it was a big sound came. And when I went in the light and saw, we saw three holes on my leg. So I asked my neighbor, I said, what is this? He said, that's a snake, because in our yard, there are so many snakes. So that's a snake bite. You have to go to hospital, otherwise you're going to die tonight. I said, if this snake bit me and this is my time to go, no doctor has power to give me life. I did not go to doctor, and thank God I'm still alive. So the word of God is saying, you have power. So over this enemy. Enemy has no power to do any harm to you. And then he says, and if they drink anything, deadly things, any poison, it will not harm them. So people cannot take this deadly poisonous thing. If you have sick or trouble, let's take this because God says, you don't have to take it. If the enemy gives you, then you will not be dying. You have the example, there was a man called Sadhu Sundar Singh. He was Punjabi, and there are very few Punjabi Christians. But when this man got saved, it's a long story, his mother and father didn't want him to be their son. So Sadhu Sundar Singh invited one of his friends for dinner, and his mother and father gave poison to both. And friend died, and Sadhu Sundar Singh lived. So he knew that my parents gave poison to us. So here's the word of God saying, even though if somebody gives you anything to drink, deadly poisonous thing, it will not harm you. And someone gave me the deadly poisonous things to drink, and I drank it, and thank God I'm still alive. So word of God is true. It will not by any means hurt you. Because God has given us that power and God has given that energy. If you really, really living for God, you will not die. When the time comes, you will die. But at the same time, Jesus Christ says, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Because even though we die or we live for Christ. So we are not going to vanish away somewhere else. Because Jesus Christ has promised us that we will be with him all the time. So here is the word of God is saying, you have to believe that you are a believer, and when you go anywhere, the signs will follow you. The healings and miracles will follow you. Wherever you go, God is with you. The God's Holy Spirit is with you. God's power is with you. You're not alone. The word of God says, if this is the way the word of God says, I believe it and it will happen to you. Because we read in the book of Mark chapter 11, and if you read from verse 22 onwards, it says, have faith in God. When you have faith in God and when you pray to God, he said, even though if you want to move the mountain, it will be done. But whatever you pray, and you believe in your heart, you receive it and you will have it. So many people read these scriptures, but when the problem comes, they don't believe that God, what the God says is true. Because enemy will come and take away all these good thoughts from you and put all kinds of evil thoughts and evil fear in your heart. But God is with us, and God has promises, and His promises are true. If He says you can heal the sick, we are not the healer. We read before, freely give, freely receive, and freely give. But today many people, they will send you a letter, and they will send you prayer cloth, and they will send you some nail or some pennies or this and that, and say, send with that some amount of money, and then you will be healed. So they are charging you for the healing. And they say, you know, if you don't give, God's blessing will not come. But God never said anywhere here that you have to charge people to get healed or give healing. We got everything free, and we have to give it free. There are people today, they think they have the healing power, and they are trying to get the money and get rich. And many people today, this 21st century, they had so many problems, their churches, and some of the people might have gone to jail for this kind of thing. But the Word of God is saying, this is the God's gift. God is giving for only one reason. The reason is the people should come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. People should get healed. Healing also is the children's bread. But when you get healed, glory goes to God. If you don't testify, then you might lose your healing. One day, one lady, she was a nurse, and she was working in the hospital. She got some kind of issue of blood, and she took all kinds of medicine. Nothing is happening. One day, I was praying in my church, early in the morning. The Spirit of God told me to go to that house, and I didn't know why I was going. So I went there, and at the same time, her husband taking his bicycle and going out. So he said to me, did angel told you something? I said, what happened? He said, you came here. I was going to come to your church to bring you here. So I said, angel didn't tell me anything, but the Spirit of God told me to go to your house. Maybe you have some need. I said, what can I do for you? He said, I don't know. You ask my wife. I said, sister, what can I do for you? She said, well, ask my husband. So I said, your husband is not telling, you're not telling, but God told me something till I came here. But I'm going to pray anyhow. I prayed for her and her husband, and I left. Later on, the lady called me and she said, Pastor Peter, you prayed for me. I had the issue of blood. And I took all kinds of medicine, did not work. But I believe that God heard your prayer. So she said, I witnessed to my sister, and she is in Delhi, far away from Gujarat. So she said she is married to the medical doctor, and she doesn't have any child. So I believe that God healed my sickness. God can give her a child. So I said, tell her such and such a day she can stay indoor, and you in your room, and I will be in my church, and we will pray, and God will hear our prayer. And God did, and the lady got pregnant, and she got a boy. And she called her sister, and she said, I'm going to send a plane ticket to Pastor Peter so he can come and see my baby. So when I went to her house, she said, oh, my sister is sending you plane ticket. Could you please go and see her child? I said, why I have to go and see her child? God has given to her. I did not give. Let her glorify the name of the Lord. So the point I'm making, when God does something, you have to testify and glorify. Even the unspoken request, we take it and we pray and we tell the person, when you receive your blessings or healing, tell somebody. You remember the lady who had issue of blood for 12 years and she suffered a lot and she lost everything. She did not have even strength to go or run, but Jesus Christ walks through her neighborhood or maybe in front of her door, and she decided, I'm going to touch his garment. I'm not going to tell anybody, and I'm going to be healed. And exactly happened. But Jesus Christ did not allow her to go in secretly. He said, hey, somebody touched me. I see my power going through me. So that lady has to come back and testify. The point I'm making, God does some miracles not to hide, but to proclaim, to tell somebody, what Jesus Christ has done. You remember that Psalm 118 verse 17, what he says, I'm not going to die, I'm going to live, and what I'm going to do? I'm going to proclaim the word of God. I'm going to tell somebody that Jesus healed me. I'm going to witness to somebody. God does signs and wonders and miracles for his glory. Why God is doing, he wants to save people. He wants to heal people. He wants to bring people to the salvation. Book of Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3 and 4, please read.
How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? God also bearing witness, both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will.
See, here the word of God is saying, we got the salvation message through Jesus Christ, and this salvation is not ordinary salvation. In the Old Testament, their salvation was through the blood of bulls and goats. But our salvation is so great because Jesus Christ himself sacrificed his body on the cross of Calvary. And he gave us salvation. He gave us eternal life. He gave us his own life. And so the word of God says, God also bringing witnesses means each and every time somebody gets saved on this earth, the angels rejoice in heaven and they witness that somebody got saved, somebody got healed. And the word of God says, the salvation comes with both signs and wonders and with various miracles and gift of the Holy Spirit. He says, according to his own will. What does it mean? This is a God's will that person should get saved, person should get healed, person should get miracle from God. And this is the will of God. This is the gift of God. Salvation is the gift. Healing is the gift. The word of God says, wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So the gift is, the salvation is a gift. God has given us Jesus Christ as a gift. And he died on the cross of Calvary. We have to recognize that God so loved us and he gave his only begotten son. If we believe, we are going to receive healing. We are going to receive salvation. So here is the word of God says, God reveals this salvation with the signs and wonders and with the various miracles and the gift of the Holy Spirit. So when the gift of the Holy Spirit working in you, then you will see the signs and wonders and miracles. But this is not our own. This is all the will of God. And God gives his gift according to his will. As I said earlier, if you read the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we have all nine gifts. The word of God says he gives individually according to what God wants to give. But at the same time, he says he gives liberally. He gives everyone. He gives all gifts. It is up to you to use it on the certain time God gives you a chance to use it in a different occasion. So the point I'm making here, Paul was the greatest apostle. He started so many churches. Other apostles, they stayed in the Jerusalem. They did not want to go. But finally, the persecution came and the word of God spread throughout the world. And we are the fruit of their labors. So here the message going to Timothy. I laid hand on you. Just remember the gift of God, what God has given to you by the prophecy, by the people laying their hands on you. And they said what God can do through you. So please receive it and do it. And God willing, next Sunday, we will read the verse 7. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus. Sometime We act like a Timothy. We have everything you have given to us, but we are not using it. So Lord Jesus, give us grace to use God-given gifts. We need your courage. We need your power. We need your Holy Spirit. Bless each and everyone who is listening right now. You have given them so many gifts, but they are not using it. Let them use one by one for the glory of God. The people are dying without God and without Christ. It is our duty that you have given us salvation. You have given us healing. You have given your miracle in our life. Let us not hide it. Let us go and tell somebody what Jesus Christ had done. People are dying without God. So Lord Jesus, give us grace. All the fear, all the anxiety, all the doubt, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We are living in this world for your glory. There are people dying every day, every minute. But Lord, you have kept us. This is something great that you have given us, this life. We are not going to hide this life. We are not going to hide your gifts. We are going to shine for the glory of God. Give us grace to live for you and for your glory. We commit our body, our soul, our spirit into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray and we call it done. Amen and amen.